Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, our final hour this morning here on ESPN 97. I feel like we've gotten a lot of good stuff done today.
Yeah, we got a lot of
college football. We talked quarterbacks. We talked Astros. We talked Texans.
People had some grievances with you and got them kind of settled.
Nobody had a grievance with me.
One person, rightfully so.
That's it.
But we also need to do one more thing.
He's from Indiana. We got to give away one more spot, right?
He's from here, but now lives in Indiana. But yes, we do have to give away one more pair of tickets to the listener appreciation.
Are we giving away to the apps as Joe was talking about?
Well, no, that's a different giveaway.
Okay.
That you should mention again as well.
All right, let's get Julian in here, and then we'll give it away. So hold off, everybody. Don't call in yet. But we're going to give away a spot to our listener appreciation
party.
Yeah,
he's off suspension.
It's a different
This
one.
Is a different Julian.
Oh, it is? Okay.
There's like I didn't know. There's Julian saying, there's San Francisco Julian, and there's this Julian. And Julian Assange, too.
It's a different Julian. I'm not the 49ers Julian.
Good.
So the Carlos Correa news kind of intrigued me. That when I found out he might be coming back, and just kind of pondering it in my head, I was wondering how that would look. I heard, I don't know, with Chandler Rome or somebody mentioned like Altuve going back to the outfield. I thought that was ridiculous. But I was kind of curious. I want to know what you guys thought. Like, you know, Bryce Harper moved to the outfield. Would it be crazy if Correa moved to, say, like right field to keep the wear and tear off his ankle and all that? And, I mean, we can't always have him DH, put Jordan at left, you know, more often, kind of freeze up the lineup. Do you think that's a possibility, like putting him in right field? I mean, he does have a gun. He's pretty quick. I think he'd make a pretty good one. And maybe, I don't know what you do with Cam Smith, but honestly, I don't really care if it comes to him in Correa.
Well, it's right field. And right field as opposed to third base would be a lot more on his ankle.
Yeah.
Listen, if anybody, I still don't understand why Paredes didn't take a 1,000 fly balls a day to play left field for him. But that's another story.
It is. I didn't really think about it, but that is a little bit of a pickle. How do you handle that?
Well, I think Jeremy, he probably DHs and Jordan goes to left.
Yeah, you know? that's the only option.
And Carlos plays third. Paredes can DH. Paredes goes to first. Walker can DH.
Are we done with Jose Altuve in outfield, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we were on that last year. It was the dumbest thing in the world. They wouldn't listen to us.
How about they put in Nick Allen to play second base defensively late, and then he misses that ball the other night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, Nick, if you don't hit, at least. I mean, that's like a point guard, a little white point guard that can't shoot free throws. Dude, you got to hit your free throws.
Jose with a good game yesterday, had three hits. Only hitting .241 for the year, OPS just over .700. It's a little bit of a concerning year because he's at an age and he's got a time frame of how long he's been in the league where you got to start wondering, is this going to be, you know, the downturn? There really is only one option. Paredes has to stay in the lineup, so you are going to have to DH him. Christian Walker is going to keep playing. You're going to DH him and play Jordan there because the only other option is not playing Jose Altuve, sitting him out for a game, having Paredes playing the, I mean, I guess you could move Paredes over, but then you have a weak defense. You have a weak outfield, obviously. I mean, you don't have a good outfield anyway. I guess you might have Varsho, Cam Smith.
Cam Smith is really, really good defensively.
Well, no, he is.
And so is Varsho. So.
He is, both of those guys. Yeah. You'd have
Trammell has been playing a really nice outfield, too.
Maybe throw Trammell in left field, have Jordan DHing case, and then you don't play Jose Altuve.
Yeah.
But realistically, you should start to be locking in on an everyday. If Carlos makes it back, and what's the time frame on that, John?
It's going to be a while. He's just starting to hit. I would imagine I don't think he comes back before September.
Yeah, so even if it's September, but once it gets there, this should
and
be kind
of... he's got to make sure that he doesn't have any setbacks.
Right, which is not a given. But you think about it, you're pretty much set. Walker, Altuve, Pena, Correa, we're saying if Correa's back and healthy, Jordan left, Varsho, and Smith, is what it looks like, mm-hmm. and then Yiner Diaz. So you have your – you're pretty much locked into a lineup. Like, there's not going to be a lot of mixing and matching anymore. And then Paredes is the DH. I didn't mention Paredes, but Paredes with DH. Or Altuve with DH and Paredes would
Paredes
be in the field.
Is a good defensive player.
Yeah.
Correa DH one day, Paredes DH.
Actually,
Paredes
that's more likely.
Paredes goes to first and Walker DHs. You got a lot of options.
You got to keep the main thing is you got to keep Paredes in the you got to keep him in the lineup. I'm almost in favor of him if you can maybe keep him static. In other words, maybe Carlos just DHs. Maybe that's just what he's going to do, just out of fear of. Although running the bases is going to put more strain potentially on that ankle than playing third, as you mentioned. He's not playing short; he's playing third.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot less movement.
No, he doesn't play short. He's not playing short anymore. Hmm. Not especially with that ankle. No.
No, he's got ankle and back. How's the back holding up for him?
Okay, I don't think he had a problem this year.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but it'll be a little while. He's got to get back to – he hasn't swung a bat. He's got to get back to that. He's got to be able to – he's got to have confidence. Don't forget, he got hurt in the batting cage. He was putting his weight forward on his left ankle, and it just snapped.
Right.
So that was – that's, you know, he's got to have the confidence in that first and foremost, and then – and he's got to get all his timing back and everything else. So it'll still be a little while, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having him back – it creates a nice problem for you. We got too many hitters. Okay, good. Oh, terrible. How terrible is that? And you can work in as long as you can put Yordan in left field. I know that they don't like to play him in left field on the road, but if you can put Yordan in left field, you got your best lineup.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, Taylor Trammell. If Cam isn't hitting, Taylor Trammell can play right. You know, and you know, not that he's hitting all that great, but he's been. Hey, Cam's been better lately. Trammell's been better lately. Mm-hmm. Altuve's been better lately.
Yeah,
it's a reason. There's a reason that they're doing what they're doing right now. But guys are playing better. Jeremy's been unbelievable. Yordan's been unbelievable. So this is that's a good problem to have when Carlos comes back. 713-780-3776. Let's hear from Clowney on why he decided to return. We talked about a little bit earlier why he left, and it was Bill O'Brien. Now here's why he decided to return.
Texas is good. Everything is big.
What the hell was that?
Texas is good. Everything is big.
From the man himself.
That was not Clowney.
That was Clowney.
You haven't heard him in a while.
He has not had that accent.
I just heard him a little earlier. He didn't sound anything like that.
He does voices. Here's Clowney with his normal voice. Less fun about why he's back. Let's see.
Texas is
like
good.
I said, my whole thing was to chase the Super Bowl this year. No better place for me to do it here. I think they had great defense last year. I said if I can go there, help them guys. It wasn't about the money because I could have went other places for a little bit more money than this. But I'm like, it's year 13. I started here, go back here, try to win there and see how, you know, rest of my career go. But it's been a great run, man. It's been great. I've been having fun with it.
Is this the last stop?
We don't know. Can't speak on. I go year by year, man, you know. But I'm going to enjoy this one.
He did go on to say. Oh.
What?
He did go on to say. Is this about him coming to camp early, Del?
No, I got a question for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Before that, he did say, hey, man, I came in. You know I don't go to camp, right? He hasn't gone to camp. He signs late. He doesn't want to be there before. He learns on the fly whatever team he goes to. He's been switching teams every year. So, he's like, I don't feel like going to camp. But this year he said, I wanted to come to camp. I wanted to meet the guys. I wanted to, you know, learn the system. I don't want to be learning on the fly in week one, introducing myself to everybody. I want to be part of the team. He seems to be more committed this year than he has in the past.
Oh, well, I mean, you're with D'Amico Ryans and Aziz Alshayer and Will Anderson. You better pull your head out and act like you want to be there.
Yeah.
That's the standard.
He could have done it, though, where he didn't sign until late.
But this is what the Ravens had in early 2000, and it's carried over for over two decades.
Yeah.
You recognize that's what Houston has right now?
Yep.
The standard is now very high and elevated. And if you come on this team, right, you got to tackle, you got to hit, and you got to be ready to get to work.
Yep.
And what Clowney, was the question, Clowney don't figure it out.
Do you think athletes should stop saying, I could have gone elsewhere for more money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prove it.
Exactly.
Prove it.
If you're using that as a way to say, look, I'm just about ball, the money isn't a big deal to me anymore.
Well, I'm about winning the title.
What are your offers? I want to see. Well, if you have brought that, I
would
ask.
Would you bring it up if you didn't?
Show me your offer sheets.
I wouldn't ask otherwise, but if you're bringing it into the conversation, I'd like to know. Who offered you more and you turned down?
Curious. What were the numbers?
What were the numbers? What did your agent?
How much of that was guaranteed?
What did your agent work out for you in another place and you decided not to?
I don't know. If you're going to bring it up, I feel like you probably had offers.
Why? Then I want to know.
Well, who's going to check you?
Who's ever going to prove you wrong?
No one can prove you wrong.
Yeah.
You can just say it.
Yeah. Hey, I could have gone elsewhere for more money, but I want to be here. It is an easy way to win people over. I want proof.
Who?
Because no one was asking.
33-year-old guy who's played for like 8 different teams. Yeah.
No one was asking. No one there was like, man, hey, Jadeveon, were there better money offers and you decided to come here? No one was asking. This was all about the reunion.
This is for love of the game.
Yeah.
I did this for love of the game.
Now, hey, counselor, you've introduced the evidence. You've introduced this topic. I need the evidence now.
You guys know me. I'm all about ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I came here because I wanted to be here and win. I could have, but I could have gone elsewhere for more money. Give me the offers. What were the teams? What were the guarantees?
I don't have to guarantee you nothing.
Then don't offer.
They don't have to tell you
then
nothing.
Then don't offer that info.
I'm calling bull crap
don't
on that.
Don't offer the info then. Don't offer the info if you can't tell me the facts. It's like
just the facts.
It's
man.
The same way. Like, you know what? I could be dating Natalie Portman, but I chose otherwise. All right. I just threw it out there with no basis, nothing out there that proves that to be true. That's what he did. Tell me.
Prove it.
Prove it. That's
you
all.
You can't just say this anymore.
Yeah. It's nonsense. Because then in 15 years or less, 5 years or so, he'll be on a podcast talking about how quickly the money goes. Look, I know you see all the money I got, but you got to pay your agent, your manager, buy a house for my mom, and so on and so forth. Now you wish you would have taken that money someplace else. So going forward, they need to be called out on this.
I've just done that little game where I got in a rabbit hole. Like, what if a guy had $5 million? What could he do with $5 million just for that money where he never touches it and it just continues to earn him money? These guys, if they have any sense at all, we're getting into the numbers where you can't blow it anymore. Like, blowing it, it's getting hard to blow it with the amount of guaranteed money you get. You could slap $20 million part of your guaranteed money, you could throw $20 million into something that earns you 3.5-4% and live off. Like, they're getting close to the point now where you can't blow your money. Unless you're buying jets and 5 houses and 6 cars. And I know some people have to spend on friends and family members who glom on and stuff like that. But we're getting to some guaranteed money numbers where you got to be a real F up to lose all of your money. Like, you have to try 0% to put money away in an instrument that just earns you 4%, and you just have that money every year. Yeah.
But you
don't every
get,
year,
you don't know. Uncle
you can't
Sam
live a baller lifestyle.
Uncle Sam takes half, then I got to get a house.
Oh,
yeah, I got an agent.
Yeah, you don't know.
I got to buy mom a house.
Okay, Darnell Wright just got $95 million guaranteed.
That's how much is it
shave
really?
It off, he'll get to, shave it off, he gets to $45
million. How much
million.
Does his agent
45.
Get?
45.
Agent will probably get 2%. So let's take him to $45 million. Throw in.
$45 million, how can you live on that?
Well, you're not getting it all at once, but throw in $10 million.
It ain't easy to live on 45 anymore. Inflation economy.
He lives in probably in an upscale neighborhood in the Chicago area. Maybe moves to Indiana, considering where that stadium will be. Who knows? But you don't know. You just say stuff.
If he throws 10%, I mean,
you
if
don't
he
know.
Throws $10 million in, he'll make $400,000 a year.
Right. One bad
throw
investment.
Throw it in a CD.
Things go away pretty
quickly.
No.
Just throw it in a CD. 1 year, $400,000. Leave it alone. Leave it alone and just let it keep.
Can't do that.
Just
his buddy has a business he needs an investment in. He can't do that. He can't just put
that
money aside.
Buddy to get effed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how that works.
What?
He can give money. He can give some of the other money away. Like, look, man, I got you. How much you need? $12,000?
Don't forget where you came from, Lance.
Yeah, $12,000. He will leave people behind.
Scratch off $12,000.
Pull the ladder
up. The mean streets of Richmond, Rosenberg.
Lance will leave people behind and pull that ladder up behind him.
Quit trying to pull me back down in your bucket.
He would pull the ladder up and forget
him. I don't
him.
Want crabs in a bucket trying to pull me down with your bad.
You ain't a real one, that's
with
why.
Your terrible ass offers.
No,
I got this restaurant I want to open. That's one of the worst investments. Restaurant. And you know how many players get involved in restaurants and nightclubs? Some of the worst investments you can make.
Hey, I got a guy that you need to study, and send. Stephen Daly. He's returning to Hoosiers, to Indiana for his fifth year.
Well, there's a new rule that they're saying anyone at 2022 can get the fifth year. Tommy Castellanos also. Oh, maybe I got to watch Tommy C again.
How about that?
Well, was he not in this year's draft? Was he? I didn't write him up. I think he was and didn't get drafted, so now he has eligibility.
What's the rule?
So they basically just said if you were in 2022, you have a fifth. There was, if you haven't already taken 5 years, if you came in 2020, if you came in 2022, by the way, the Save College Football Act, the Save College Football Act or whatever it is, there's actually a lot of stuff going on with that. Like they now have the blessing of the SEC and Big Ten signed off on it.
I don't think they have that in some of the other conferences because it was written up by Notre Dame, the Big Ten, and the SEC. The other conferences aren't thrilled, but we got to go to break.
Break! Would you stop talking so we can talk about Billy Brown? So we can talk about your plumbing?
The Browner.
Here's the thing.
Milo call him Brownie!
Well, that's Bill Brown. Okay. Billy, has Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Right. And here's the deal is you have to have this phone number in your phone. 281-488-6238. Write it down. You're driving right now. Try to remember 281-488-6238. Because when you have an issue, when there's some kind of, you spring a leak, and your pipes will spring a leak at some point. Your floors are going to start to buckle. You could lose everything. Billy Brown and his guys will be there on the spot. First of all, over the phone, they'll probably tell you, here's how you turn your main water off. And then they'll get there. They'll find the leak. They'll open it. If they have to, open up walls, open up floors, whatever, they do it. And they find that leak, and you know that you've got the best service you could possibly have as far as a plumber goes. Mm-hmm. I've used them. Lance has used them. We've had emergency situations. They're the best. You can count on them, but you can't count on them if you don't have their number. 281-488-6238. Tell Billy that you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5. Let's hear from Woody Marks. This is interesting because we've talked about this before, how the Texans don't use their running backs. In the passing game, they just don't. It is just something that for whatever reason, they don't throw to the backs. But apparently, I don't know that if I'm Nick Caley and D'Amico that I'm thrilled with how Woody is giving away a lot of stuff here. But it's good for us because we're getting an inside look at what's going on over there at practice. I guess if you're at practice, you get, but the other teams aren't at your practice, so you don't want them to really know stuff. But here's Woody Marks on what Nick Caley is doing offensively differently this year.
We importing more stuff. Some of the things we couldn't do last year, we can do this year. Just by everybody knowing what they got to do. Putting different plays, different routes. with us playing a running back out wide, put him in the slot, running two back running backs on the field. So he's putting a lot of stuff in, and we picking up on it good. I think he's doing a good job right now. Just put me out in different places, in a three, in a two, and on the outside. So he's doing a great job. And I say the receivers out there doing a great job with helping us with the routes and how we get off press and doing all types of stuff. So just working with them guys, I say over the summer and doing training camp right now, it's been good just getting releases as a receiver.
There's a lot. They've got, four legitimate tight ends. They've got, at least two, maybe three running backs that will be, and there'll be two running backs in the game. They've got, all the wide receivers. There's a lot of stuff. What do you expect to see them in? What will be their base? 12 personnel?
No, I don't think it'll be. That's tough. I mean, it would be Stover. I guess Stover would be there along with
Klein.
Dalton.
Yeah, but Klein will be on the field some.
They'll get him in eventually, I think. He'll be in some, yeah. Brevin Jordan's the one who's going to have a hard time, but I think ultimately, because Marlon Klein is going to be out there. But Klein's still very much a developmental player. Like, he still is learning football. He came to the States, I want to say, his junior or senior year to high school in Georgia. So he's still a little bit behind. He's still growing into his bodies. He'll play, but I think it's going to be – I don't think it's going to be a ton. They really could go 12 as a base. They'll mix it up between 11 and 12. I think you're going to see him mix it up.
Well, do you get the return of Tank?
Is 11 is three wide receiver, 12 is
Tank going to be on the field? Is
That's a question.
You got a lot of different formations, and you got a lot of different options now.
When they go big, like a lot of times they can go – they'll go 12 personnel, meaning one running back, two tight ends, but they could put Dalton Schultz in the slot. So it'll look like a three wide, it looks like a standard three wide receiver set. Although you can have Dalton in the slot and have Stover as a blocker there, so you can do that. You really do have a roster where you can kind of mix and match some personnel groupings, which I like. Tank would be the third wide receiver, but they're not afraid to go Xavier Hutchinson in those three wide receiver sets. You have a big group of wide receivers when you do that. Not exactly dynamic in terms of short area quickness and route running from the slot, but you can get real big on people with Xavier, Jaden Higgins, and Nico Collins. So they'll do some of that. But I think they'll run when they run. Yeah, you're right. When they run, I don't want Tank Dell on the field. That's a dead – well, Tank, I'd want him split out. I'd want him out wide if I'm going to run. And then I'd want one of my bigs. I'd want, I got to see how Jaden Higgins blocks. I can't remember how he is as a blocker, but you could, because you want to be able to run out of any formation. That's the thing. Any formation, any personnel grouping, you want to be able to run the football. I'm curious. I think you're going to see some Cade Stover as a fullback. You'll probably see some of that, or you'll see. Yeah, Stover being the lead blocker. Yeah, I think you'll see Stover as a fullback some so that you can have two tight ends on the field, but the alignment looks more like two running backs, like an old-school fullback alignment. You'll probably see some of that. I don't know if you were referencing that when you talked about it, but the Texans, looks like they instituted a new policy where they don't want fans. I think that's what you were alluding to. They don't want fans recording full practice anymore. Right. Don't put anything out anymore. Put the pictures away, the phones away. They're asking them not to do it. At some point they could snatch up phones, but I don't see them doing that. But it's always been weird. Like, they've been hardcore since Bill O'Brien came in. You can't, no videos, no, they'll let you take them and then they go, okay guys, cameras down. And so you can't take any pictures. You can't have your cameras out for the TV stations. They tell you once they go to teams, the media relations will say, okay, cameras down. You're done until after. And they know the deal. It's not the way it's supposed to be. They I guess they had a They put something out there where they didn't want any media members talking about the rotations of the offensive lines, things like that. And I get it. They've never had anything. It was always weird because fans could do whatever they wanted to. We in the media, you have very strict rules. Fans just, you know, whatever. You get tapes, you get film of whatever. Hell, they've got better view. Media has to stand in one small little section, and we can't see a lot of what the fan base. The stands runs the length of the practice field from end zone to end zone. So depending on where you're sitting, you can see the whole thing. You got much better seats as a fan than the media does. Way better. A way better vantage point. But it's only a matter of time before Nick Caserio and that organization tried to start shutting down some of the fan access as it pertains to taping things and posting online. They don't want to do that. And they're trying to tell you, don't give anyone an unfair advantage, an unnecessary advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're doing it. That's why they don't want you to do it. And I'm fine with it. I'm cool with that. We'll see if they can enforce it on the fans. Yeah,
right. Well, I was referring to, you know, when a player is saying, hey, we're splitting out wide, we're splitting back. I mean, Woody's, you know, not.
Yeah, you don't want people knowing that either.
No, you don't want any, but you don't want the other teams knowing anything that you're doing in practice. Did you see that Jalen Petrie is the first ever Guardian Cap signature athlete?
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for him, because he's talked about the fact that, you know, people get kind of clowned for wearing that stuff, and he's, no, oh,
he's,
yeah,
making
you
it
get
cool.
Clowned for your brain injuries and CTE.
Yeah, he's making it cool.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad Petrie says, I don't care about y'all. What, are y'all going to laugh at me because I don't want to get a stack concussions and CTE?
Mm-hmm.
Take your old CTE ass on, then. I'm wearing these Guardian caps and getting paid. That's what it sounds like. He's getting paid if he's an official, I would imagine.
Yep. Yep.
But seriously, good for him. That's something that's going to keep you safer, keep you limiting the percentages of you suffering a brain injury and concussion. I mean, okay, y'all can say whatever you want to, but I'm going to wear this and I'm going to be safer. That's that dumb. You wearing a seatbelt, loser. Why would you wear a seatbelt? I remember when they told people they had to wear seatbelts back in the day, like, what?
Well, my mom used to tell, do not put a seatbelt on. You'll get trapped in the car.
Yeah, you'll burn alive in this car.
Yeah. You don't want to burn alive, do you?
Don't put a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
And then now it's just normal. It's, you know, it's really normal. My car
won't around
stop
the back
beeping.
Seat. It was awesome.
My car won't stop beeping at me until I put seatbelt on.
Did you turn your radio off finally?
Yeah, I got something.
How about
reset.
You can't even turn your radio off?
Well, it just doesn't turn off. It didn't turn off, so my
feels
battery
like
you're died.
Tripping over a curb again.
And I had to. It's not. I don't turn it off. The infotainment doesn't turn off when you stop the car. And I was going to have the company come out and switch cars out, but actually, a listener was listening and said, "Hey, this is how you do you can do a hard factory reset on this." He said, "I had the same thing happen with my car." And he told me how to do it. So, yeah, shout out to listeners. Listeners know things.
Listeners are the best.
Listeners know things.
They're so smart. Our listeners are the smart. We have the smartest
listeners.
We
have very smart listeners. Yeah. There's other places that have very dumb listeners.
Especially on Twitch, the ones that hate Dell.
They're not smart.
I think so. I think they're smartest
they're just
listeners
mean,
in the
they're
business.
They're mean to our guy, Dell.
They're not mean to him. They're just being honest.
They're not mean to me because I'm not in the Twitch. They're just mean for their own self-flagellation, or at least they're trying to their own self-aggrandizement. I mean, they're just, you know, doing a thing where they can big up each other by making fun of me. It's fine. I mean, I don't ever see it, so it's good.
I just think
the target of their ire never sees what they're saying.
Speaking of target of ire, Luka Doncic, his former fiance Anna Maria Goltis requested Monday that the petition for child support she filed in March in L.A. Superior Court be dismissed. She said, quote, "I'm withdrawing my petition for child support with the specific intention of resolving the matter amicably and by a mutual agreement, which is in the best interest of our children."
That is. That's great.
So they have more. So their daughters, Gabriella, 2, and Olivia, 7 months, live with her in Slovenia. And they met as children in their native Slovenia and started dating as teenagers in 2016. The Lakers superstar proposed to Goltis, a fashion and fitness model, of course, 3 years ago.
What do you think she was?
Nah, I figured that was going to be. She was going to
think she was a barista.
She was a no. She was going to be fashion and fit. The fitness model. Dell's got his own thoughts on fitness models. But
why don't you express your thoughts? Why do I have to have thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, she's probably heavy into the gram.
She's a digital creator.
She's a digital creator. Yeah. And what he did was
that's her job.
He probably found better digital creators and cut her out.
You think that's what happened?
Could be.
Why do you assume?
Because he's with the same girl since 16.
And you think he's over it?
Yeah. Hmm. He's like, there's other digital creators out here that I need to get with.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what we're calling them now, digital creators.
That's what she calls herself. Yeah. I don't know what she creates other than pictures of herself, but that's what it says on her Instagram. Yeah, I'm on the Instagram. I don't see a lot of creation.
Really?
I do see a lot of pictures of herself, so I guess that's considered creation.
Oh, yeah. She's creating a picture of herself with a phone.
Is someone else taking the photo? Because if someone else is taking it, then is she creating? Sometimes she's taking it. Sometimes they're taking it.
She's the muse for the
phone. She's creating.
I just don't know what she does. Because you said what she does, but I'm still not sure.
The couple broke off their game. Goltz has objected to Doncic's desire to bring Gabriella back to the U.S. with him.
Yeah, it was like a
we knew about that. We had talked about
thing,
that.
Right?
Yeah. She called the police, but officers did not detect any elements of a criminal offense or misdemeanor. I don't think there's nothing. Anyways, as the couple broke off engagement shortly thereafter, Goltz has deleted photos of her and Doncic from her Instagram account.
Oh, that she has done.
Once you wipe them from the gram, it's usually that's over. It. Or is it Fred VanVleet? Or is it, since you wiped the Rockets off of your gram, sir? Sir?
That's okay. We got a break. 713-780-3776. Got one last chance to get in on the show before we hit
what
news
about
of the weird. What about IBEW?
Nope. That too. But what about giving people a chance to
win
a spot?
When we come back, we'll give them a chance to be at our party. Listener appreciation party. We'll give it away in the next segment right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. They operate, okay, they maintain, they build the electrical grid. That's what they do. Do you know anything about the electrical grid? Probably not. Have you ever worked on it? No. But you know what? They could teach you, okay? They have been doing this for over 125 years. They got 4,800 members. They know how to do it. They can teach you how to do it. Well, I don't know anything about being working on the electrical grid. It's okay. That's what you're there. You're there to learn, and they pay you to learn. They pay on the job, paid on the job training. It's a nationally recognized career that you can get to within 3 to 5 years. That's a lot of learning, but you're getting paid. Okay, you're getting paid. And then you've got high wages, full family health insurance, retirement planning, and a peace of mind that you've got a career as opposed to what you're doing now. I don't know what you're doing now. But if you feel like you're in a dead-end job, if you're looking to explore a new career, or just ready for a change, IBEW Local 66, IBEW66.com. They're located in Pasadena, IBEW66.com. Powering careers, powering the future.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Our listener appreciation party is August 28th. It's a Friday night. We want you there. Okay, it's a great time, a great venue. If you have a party, St. Arnold's Brewery, they have a hall that is just fantastic for a party. Just great. I mean, I think you could do weddings there. You could do all kinds of great stuff there. So we're going to have our party, our listener appreciation party there. We have all kinds of food. It's great. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to give away a spot here. You you get to bring your significant other with you, I guess. I don't know. Maybe. Just do it. Nobody's going to turn you away.
Well,
I don't know.
We've got a certain amount of alcohol and food that we have. No, I actually do know that for an absolute
there
fact.
There is a check-in as well. So
there is a check-out. Yeah. And
someone may
there
turn
is an
you
absolute
away.
Fact that your significant other could be turned away. Well, so bring two cars.
If you come in two cars, then that's great. Then
just tell her to come in two cars or check with Joe to see if you get a plus one.
I do think it's a pair.
It's a pair of tickets.
It's you and someone else.
So you don't bring a plus one. You've got two tickets.
Yeah, you don't bring another person. Yes, that's correct.
No, you can't bring other people, but it's you and a person.
Sure.
And another person.
You were not asked to come along.
This is for two of you.
And not a dog or something.
And just if you're a polygamist, you're going to have to pick one.
You're going to have to pick the one for that Friday.
Probably the Barb.
Whoever's the Friday one gets to go.
Probably the Barb.
The most fun one.
Or I thought they go by day.
It's usually day.
So whoever the Friday one is gets to go.
Well, at least in Big Love. That's
how it works.
That should be the fun one anyway, though, the Friday
one. Did you ever
watch
Big Love, John? You really should.
I haven't.
It's worth it.
So how are we going to do this?
We're going to give it to caller number 4. 713-780-3776. Oh. Hurry, call in right now. 713-780-3776. Call in. Caller number 4 is going to win. Is going to get. Going to come to the listener appreciation party. So we got that going on. We got to a lot of stuff today. I'm not getting political here, but I just want y'all to know. I don't know if you guys have seen the video. There is a trans athlete in France who averages 20 points and 20 rebounds a game. And this is going viral right now. So we'll see. It says, hey, WNBA, are you all about this? Let's go. Let's see. And it would be something that would be eye-opening if this person were to play in the league. This person is very muscular and is dominating in the French league. So I don't know. And nothing political.
I bet it gets real quiet on that WNBA front.
Yeah, we'll see. But if you want, it's just one of the best players in the French league. If you want a great player, you got one right there.
Is the French
who has and has said, if they call me, I'm open to it. So that'll be interesting to see how. You know, I know that there was all the stuff. There's all this stuff about Sophie Cunningham right now.
There's logistic and political hurdles making it unlikely.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I don't know what their stance is. This might not be the last of it. Might not be the last time that something like this comes up. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Because there's a lot of chatter.
Oh, my God.
This Sophie Cunningham. Do you see how she can play?
Jacked arms.
It's huge. Huge. Yeah. So there's that. We'll see if that happens. Is there anything that we missed today, Del? Oh, is he on the phone?
Yeah,
he's on the phone. He's taking down the information. Did you have anything we missed, Lance?
Let's see. We missed there was actually one thing that we did miss, as a matter of fact. Hold on.
Well, I know we never got to the bottom of the Mike Sando.
We never
really got to the bottom.
It's terrible.
Number 35, the last.
Shador.
Shador. I wonder how Shador fans are taking that.
No, they're probably threatening his life, whatever. They're annoying. We just deal
with it. J.J. McCarthy's 34th. Jacoby Brissett. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. We see Daniel Jones. We see guys moving up and down the quarterback list. There were five guys that moved up the list this year. Sam Darnold was one. Daniel Jones was one. Who's going to move up the list?
Those are guys who are winning, though.
Who's going to move up the list this year? You know, they've got Bo Jackson Nicks. Dart at 24. He's got a real chance to move up.
Yeah, he can move up. I think Bo Nix could move up. CJ could move up.
CJ could move up. CJ moved down, so CJ's got a chance to move up. Yep.
If you missed it, and there's a good chance you did, CJ Stroud was 20th. This is an annual poll that Mike Sando, who is a longtime NFL insider, he works with The Athletic now. Athletic's probably the most trustworthy reporting that goes on. I mean, this is really old school, very good writers. They do a really good job. And Mike Sando talks to 50 executives and coaches combined, and they ranked the 35 quarterbacks. CJ finished 20th, and it was not good. Like, the comments about CJ, you know, we could try to shine a happy light on this or that or the other, although this show typically doesn't. We kind of call it how it is. But, they were – I mean, he declined by one tier this year. After his rookie season, they put him in tier one. Last year he's in tier two, and then this year he's in tier three. He declined by 11 total points. Last year he was ninth. This year he's 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And 37 of the respondents had him in tier three. 13 of them had him in tier two. But the things they said about him were not great. I would say TJ could jump up into tier two. I think Bryce is stuck in tier three.
I think
three.
Bo Nix is at the top of tier three. He could, yeah, right. He could move up.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers is going to be stuck in tier three if he even plays anymore.
I think Daniel Jones can move up to a two.
You think so?
Yep.
I feel like
if he stays healthy, dude, he was on his way.
I think Jalen Hurts could end up in a tier three.
Jalen Hurts is in tier two, at the back of tier two
he's
right
at 17.
Now.
17. He's one. He's last in tier two.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel like Jalen could have a big year again.
You do? How come? One of his best targets is gone.
Yep. One of his best targets. But I don't know. Maybe.
And this is Lane. Is Lane Johnson? No, he's not retired yet.
No. Lane Johnson's there. I think Saquon, if Saquon emerges and has another big year, it'll help Jalen. I think it'll help tremendously. I think. You know, I think Devontae could have a nice year. I don't believe Jalen's going to fall, actually. I think that they're going to be okay. And
well, he's on the verge.
Maybe you get that cancer out of the locker room. It's addition by subtraction.
Maybe so. But Jalen's on the verge of falling out. He's last in tier two. Tyler Shuck is 26th. Cam Ward is 25th. You see either one of them jumping from tier three to tier two? They're down the list on tier three.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think
I don't either. Not this year.
I think Jacoby Brissett could move up. I do.
To tier two, or from tier four to tier three. Oh yeah, yeah, possibly.
Yeah,
possibly.
I mean, that's a little disrespectful, dude. I don't know. You got him behind Deshaun.
Yeah, but it's all. Well, I mean, it's all semantics. I mean, yeah, I'd put him ahead of Deshaun for sure. I'd probably put him ahead of Geno Smith, but. That's about where he'd be, 29th. I might have him still behind Malik Willis. The thing with Malik Willis is he benefits from really not playing much. Well, I say benefits. They got him in tier four at 29th.
Unfortunately, but, he's got – what has he got around him? That's a question.
Yeah, lost Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, but you got Achant. I wonder is Achant going to have himself a big year on a really crappy team?
Yeah, could.
Probably.
He'll have to catch and have to run. I mean,
he'll have to do everything.
You got no Tyreek. Tyreek's got no power in his. Actually, is Tyreek? Tyreek's not even on the team. They cut him. So you have no Tyreek. You have no Jalen Waddle. Man, does it look different from the start
Malik.
Of last year?
I mean, you got It is. It's bad there. Who's going to be worse, the Cardinals or the Dolphins?
Cardinals.
Yeah. I don't know. The Dolphins are pretty bad. The Dolphins are pretty bad.
I don't know. That is a good one.
That's a tough one. All right. You got to talk a little M&J Electrical.
M&J Electrical Supply. M&J Electrical Supply is they're a company who handles buying and selling and removing electrical equipment. And what makes them really special is the ownership group. And well, when it's a group, it's Jeremy is going to be the owner. So that group is his family, big family guy, big family man. And you may have heard me do an advertisement, an interview with his daughter. The way he handles Jeremy Coker, the way he handles his family is the same way he handles business. Everything's about love, accountability, responsibility, doing things the right way, being transparent. It's the same thing across the board. I know this. I had a good long talk with him. M&J Electrical Supply, when you need parts, they're going to be the ones you can count on. For brand new parts, for refurbished parts, they're going to have you covered. They're available 365 days a year, 24/7. When you need parts, sometimes it's an emergency, they're going to be there for you. They can ship parts all over the country. And they cut down on that lead time. For a lot of you engineers and project managers and electrical contractors, general contractors, you get stuck because you're waiting on back order for a part, not an M&J Electrical Supply. That's not going to be the case. They're right here in the city of Houston. They also buy electrical, so they can come actually remove any of your old electrical stuff from projects that you're at. They'll offer you good money for it, not scrapyard prices, and they can professionally remove it for you as well. They're located at Stupner Airline near I-45 North and West Little York. Give them a call today. 713-699-5055. This needs to be your home. It's been a business for over three decades. This should be your home for new and refurbished parts. It's 713-699-5055, M&J Electrical.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A Florida steakhouse is offering naked dining, but it'll cost men more. Unclad eaters will have to dish out $250 if you're a man, $150 if you're a woman, or $300 if you're a couple. Do you want to go and eat steaks at this Hollywood, Florida steakhouse?
This is already being done the right way. They're called strip clubs where you pay to go in and you can eat a steak while you're there. That's really where it should end. This has already been done. Quit trying to reinvent the wheel. They don't want, the strippers don't want you to take your clothes off, either do the other people who are in that club. This sounds like one of the worst ideas I've ever heard of. What is this? This has got to be at a nude.
They actually had a nudist.
Yeah, it's a nudist.
They had nudists come in and they ate and they thought, why don't we just offer this up to the public? And they feel like this is going to actually make them money.
Well, remember how we talked about NFL players go broke? Investing, yeah. Doing in their investments. I found one. I found an investment for you.
An Arizona man who allegedly rode naked atop a moving locomotive. Do you feel like you should be able to take your clothes off and ride on top of a train?
Why do I feel like that's not a surprise at all? Some guy who's riding a train didn't have clothes on? Big deal anyway. Who rides trains?
On top of a train.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he was skateboarding. He was skateboarding the train.
Skateboarding a stationary train?
No, it was moving. He was on top of it.
Yeah, that guy's not.
I mean, you have to be nuts anyway. I think just doing it naked I don't know that it added anything, quite frankly.
Yeah, he's not right.
If you're going to ride the top of a train standing up, I don't feel like the nude thing is the lead.
You don't think so?
You're a nut job. You're a nut job anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, he's not. That's not probably somebody.
A couple was caught in an intimate act on an IKEA showroom bed.
We've got a theme.
In front of stunned shoppers. I don't know. I think they might have just lost control.
No. I'll bet you somebody was recording. I bet you it was for clicks.
You think so?
Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, they do have a video of it.
Of course they do.
Yeah, there is a video.
That sounds like it's.
Do you want to see it?
Nope.
You don't want to see IKEA shoppers
going at it?
Yeah.
Before they go have some Swedish meatballs and end up spending 7 hours trying to put together some type of cabinet? No, no, I don't want to see that.
You don't want
to see... I'd rather put together a cabinet.
It happened, actually, in Taiwan.
Yeah, okay? I'm not going to Taiwan. Yeah.
IKEA in Taiwan. They could face up to a year in prison.
Yeah, I don't think I'd mess around in foreign countries. That's only the kind of foolishness you could get away with here.
Yeah, right?
Where you're doing it for the gram. You may be right. They may have just been...
They might have just
people
said...
People who just kind of lost
it. I can't control myself anymore. There's a bed right here. Let's use it. Have you ever been? I mean,
no. Have I ever been in an IKEA and just decided to go?
Well, I mean,
get after
you,
it? No,
you were, I have it was not. You couldn't control yourself.
No, I can control myself. I can control myself.
I don't know. It depends.
It's not. You ever done something in a
public IKEA,
in a shopping
I've
area?
Been some weird places
in the middle of retail.
You know, it just you never know when it's just the feeling just overcomes you. Yeah. That's it. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5. We hope you enjoyed the show. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Bye, bitch.